So this might be might be a little bit longer than some of the guided meditations we've done. I think it's obvious, but worth repeating. If our practice is to be authentic, then we're not creating anything with our practice. So as you sit down to do this meditation, notice what kind of hope you might have, or what kind of effort you're making toward what end, if any. And I am suggesting that a good way to ask that question or make that investigation is just to see what effort you're making with your body. Sitting some special way? It's those tiny little muscle contractions that, if magnified, would create a mask, perhaps, a certain facial expression, or could change the body into a posture that dramatized a state of mind or a feeling or an aspiration. In other words, and for example, if you think this practice is about becoming authentic, and you have an idea of what authentic is, would you assume the posture and the facial expression of a very soulful person? Is that authentic? Or one with a steely-eyed look who cuts through bullshit? Just notice if you have that kind of preparation. And no need to change it if you do. But the posture here does have quite a bit of relevance, in that if you can find the tip of your sitting bones, the support for your body will be so good that the feeling is if you completely relaxed your muscles, you wouldn't fall over and you wouldn't slump, because you're so well aligned. And that means you can relax. And you don't need to make special efforts. Now, if you don't have to make special efforts, but you are making special efforts, quite possibly what you're experiencing or noticing in that effort of your body is the mask or the inauthenticity, the trying to be someone special or some certain way. Now that might be very obvious, or it might be rather subtle. Particularly if it's subtle, just let it be. It's almost like trying to identify a certain spice that's in a mixture of spices in a food you're eating. To a degree, there's a part of this kind of practice that's a sort of journeying back and forth between tension and relaxation, or openness and habitual pattern would be another way to say it. And feeling that contrast is very helpful. Doesn't make much difference what the ratio is, even if it's just a tiny glimpse now and again of something that's not cranked up. Something that's not armored and defended. Just a little glimpse of what might be called authentic being. That contrast is really all you need. So let it go. Don't try to make it come. No matter what it is that is going on in your experience, there's some way that you apprehend it, some way that you perceive it, know it. And in the first moment of perceiving, there's no judgment or explanation or question. There is intelligence. And a feeling of what's been called heart. It's not purely sensation, cold and mechanical, but inherent in the act of being able to perceive. And in perception itself, there's a sort of a valuing, a worthiness of perception, which is being real or being authentic. And when you get a glimpse of that, if you like, you could just sort of orient toward the truth of that. It comes and goes, it twinkles on and off, but there it is. It's not created, can't be created. So it could be said to be authenticity automatically comes with a feeling of love. And appreciation, or you could say warmth and affection. And there's no question, no further question in the experience. There's no, well, what next? Anything could happen. Nothing needs to happen. Or everything has happened. So there's nothing to lose, there's nothing to gain. There's lots to celebrate. So in a way, another way you could say it is that experiencing our being is authentic, and all the stories that take us away from it, that's the facade. We really don't have to have stories. It's not necessary. And that means that all the variety of feeling that could arise, feeling hurt, insulted, diminished, angry, jealous, so forth, doesn't need our strategies to change it, soften it, divert it in any way. As you sit here, notice when your body starts to generate a muscle potential, a little contraction, probably in accordance with some thought stream you've been having. If you let the thought drift away, Let it dissolve. Relax the contraction. What's there? What's there is authentic. Feel yourself gearing up to posture, to be an imposter. How do you do that? What is your default setting, or what's the pattern of activity that as you relax more and more you can become aware of as it begins to come online? If you get caught up in movies and self-talk, what happens if you let that go? What do you feel? What's the contraction that accompanies that? If you can be with yourself without having strategies, it could be said that you are experiencing authenticity. That doesn't mean inactivity, but if activity arises, it doesn't arise out of hope and fear. So this is a practice that you can make for half hour, hour, 3 hours, a month, all day long. So please feel free to make use of this recording if you find it helpful.